good evening. And this is my last opportunity to speak to you. And so it's not a mere courtesy that causes me to thank you so very much for the privilege of being here this weekend. It's been a wonderful time. My wife and I have enjoyed friendship and fellowship with different people that we have met with. And we've enjoyed the marvelous atmosphere. I mean, the weather's been brilliant. I understand it always is in Queensland. And the general atmosphere upon this mountain and around this campsite has been such a joy to be part of. And we're grateful for the opportunity of being here. I spent some time with the children this morning. Can you believe that? I think Joe, these have got a bit desperate. Where are you, Joe? Here she is. They asked me to come and spend a few minutes talking to them. But I was very impressed by not just the quality of the team that were leading them and getting some things first. And the kids ran into the meeting house that we were in. But also the quality of the kids. I couldn't believe it. I asked them some questions, and they knew all the answers, and some were quite profound stuff as well. So that was great. I enjoyed meeting with them last night. Dave and I met with a lot of the young people for a Q&A, and there is fantastic potential in the young people who are here as well. And it's been a joy to see and a joy to know so many of you whose hearts are set and what it is that God wants to do with your life. We've been looking in Romans 6, in the first part of Romans 6, when it was proposed that I might speak about events related directly to Easter, which is what we have done. But in the personal sense, you have died with Christ, Paul says to the Romans. You were buried with him. You were raised with him to walk in newness of life. And we talk about how that we ourselves are participants in those events. On that first Good Friday, not only Jesus Christ died, you died, I died in the legal councils of heaven because it was a substitutionary death of Jesus. And then thank you.
It's either Jesus Christ or it is Philip.
Thank you.